Hashem, tonight we begin Seda, Simin Shin Tez Zayin, Sif Aleph. We'll try to go through a few klalim. A couple of rules as a way of introduction, a couple of rules in regards to Seda. To be over the Yisur D'Oraisa of Seda is that you have to have trapped the animal in a way that he's truly trapped, which means, in the terms that the poskim uses, Shechia Achas, that means one swoop of the arm, you'll be able to get the animal. If it's not b'shliachas, you're not going to be chayv. Also, it has to be dover shemino nisad, something that's normally trapped. Those animals that are not normally trapped are not part of the isur d'oraisa. So either if it's not trapped in a way that's shliachas, or it's not dover shemino natsud, then it won't be an isur d'oraisa. It'll only be an isur d'rabbanan. That introduction. Let's begin. Hatzad sipar dror lemigdol shu nitzav bo. If you trap a bird that's wild in a tower that it will be trapped in, ushar tziporim utzvi lebayis olabibar shehem nitzavim bo chayiv. It has to be something that is normally trapped in a place that it would be normally trapped. Vim eino nitzav bo potter aval aser. But if it is something that would not be normally trapped in that area, so then in such a case, even if you've trapped it, it is truly trapped, but if it's not normally nitzod bo, so then in such a case, you wouldn't be chayv. So let's go first to the exceptions. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Hay. Potter aval asur, I'll call a sifkot, valkain, sipar dror, a wild bird, shenichnas lebayis derech ha-pesel ochelon, afal gav she'eno nitzod sham, even though you normally don't trap it inside the house, mikom akom also liskor apesav chalom. It's prohibited to close the door because that will cause it to be trapped. Okay, so that's the halacha. Set, now let's go back to all of the Mishnah Berurahs. Hatzot, sifkat and alf. Hayu shepasach sharam migdol v'asu tachbulas ad shenichmas hatzipa l'socha v'sagor alf. If you've gone through the positioning to cause the bird to be trapped, then even if he's caught, you're going to be chayv. Ki b'skaru ha-migdol nigmarat seda. Avo, b'ma she'echnisa l'bayis, afil bayis kotam gam chalonosav stubin, adayin einu nitzot. It's not considered entirely trapped. Shetivo shalat zipar dror, she'en mekabel morus, v'dor b'bayis kebisada, she'nish metom esavis mesavis, v'einin yachol otosav, v'chein einikrat sida midoraisa. So if you're not able to trap it, b'shchi achas, that's not going to be the isur d'oraisa. Skip to Gimel. The Mechaber had said, "Ushar tziporim utzvi lebayis lebibor shemitzodim bo chayif." So says the Mishnah Berurah Tzadin Ketani. The tziporim v'chein b'shar chofos eino chayif atchia habibor v'abayis mekura v'gam chalonos of stumim sheyachol shu yachol levroch sham. U'btzvi ushar chayis chayif afilu eino mekura v'gam chalonos of psuchim. So it all depends on the type of animal. If you have a deer and a small window, the small window is open, then that's going to be considered trapped. If you have a bird and a small window, then the bird is not going to be trapped. That's the point of Ushar Tziporim, Tzvi Labayis, Olubivar, Shem Nitzadim Bo, that's what the Mechaber was trying to emphasize. Sifkot and Dalet, Shem Nitzadim Afukim, Abayis, Vahabeber, Godol, Shem Yichol, Tovso, B'shchia Achas, Hayim Beritza Achas, El Tzarech, Linofish, Kodim, Shigeh. Do you need two steps to trap him, or one? And if you're going to need two steps, so then in such a case, that's going to be in Isur Derabban. Without getting to Lamaisa, one of the fellows had asked me in regards to putting an animal into a cage. You know, what's the status of putting an animal into a cage? So here, the Mishnah Berurah has a very important reference where he says, "V'ayin l'kaman." We'll get to the Lamaisa after we do the whole simon blina there. Not tonight. So if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, halfway through Sifkat and Dalet, he says, "Va'ayin l'kaman b'Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Nunches." What's he referring to in Sifkat and Nunches? So if you take a look, turn to page Kuf Lamid. So over there, he says, the Mechaber over there had said as follows. excuse me, it's the Ramah. V'yesh omrim da'asur lotzu chai va'ov shebershusa. It's prohibited to trap a bird or a wild animal that's already in your rishus. So explains the Mishnah Berurah. There are two stages over here. He's already in your rishus. He might be in your house, but it's still going to be also latzot chayiv of. What does that mean? Ulfiza yeshli zar shalol lahachnis haofos b'shabes min habayis lemakum akluv shalahem. If you have a bird that's flying around in the house, the bird is not entirely trapped. It needs more than shchiyah achas. Then, if you put it into its cage, then you've trapped it. Shesham hamakom tsar umikri seidi gemura. Then, in such a case, it's been put into a narrow area, and then it would qualify as seida gemura. So this is the point that the Mishnah Berurah says. Va'ayin lekamon. The Mishnah Berurah sifkata nun ches. That it, even if something has already been trapped in an area that's an Issa D'Rabbanan, but if you take it and you put it into an area that it's truly trapped, then that is going to be the Issa D'Oraisa. The Mishnah Berurah concludes on our page with the following exception. He says, if it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, two lines from the bottom, Ubizman HaKor, Sheish Tsar Tsino Tsar Acher, in time of where it's quite cold, Kosa Chayodam D'Mutu Linol, so if you have a case in which you're doing an Iser Do'oraisa of Tzad, so then in such a case, we're going to see, according to Rov Rishonim, not all Rishonim, but according to Rov Rishonim, be prohibited to close the door. But what happens if you have the bird? The bird flew into the house. Now, someone comes to you and he says, am I allowed to close the door? Because now the bird won't be able to fly out of the house. Let's say all the other windows are closed. So the answer is that by closing the door, you're only going to do an Issur D'Rabbanan. So it's b'makom kar, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Ve'ein rotz ekal b'tzedes at sefer, kimen de'ein bot tzedes d'oraisa, because you can't get it b'shchiyah achas, or it's davar she'ein b'mino, not so that you normally don't trap it, this min either. Min, two possibilities that we alluded to before that are only Issur D'Rabbanan. Even though it's a psik reisha b'drabbana, nevertheless it's going to be mutter. Okay, so it's important to be aware that if you've gotten the iser tzeda down to a drabbanan, if your intention is not to trap the animal, in such a case we don't say psik reisha. Here the Dirshu quotes two explanations of why it would be mutter. In general, psik reisha drabbanan were generally mako. So he says, number one, he says from Rav Nisim Karelitz that since the Isser of Tzeda is only Bishchia Achas, and here you're just Mitzamtzem Es Mekomo, Chachamim never assered in a case of Kar. They never prohibited this, and therefore he says, anytime your intention is to close the door, not to trap the animal, if it's only Nisa D'Rabbanan, it's going to be Mutter. They quote from the Ktsais HaShulchan, a different explanation, which I could tell you, I think I know why Rav Nissim Karelitz didn't give it to, and this is going to be Al-Pishitasam. The Ktsais HaShulchan suggests it's only Psik Reisha Delo Ichbaslei, Nisar Durabana, and we're going to be Mekel Mokum Tsar. That if it's called for him, we're going to be Mekel. A lot of the world is not so Mekel when it comes to Psik Reisha Delo Ichbaslei and Nisar Durabana. That's not so Pashat. Psik Reisha Delo Ichbaslei is going to be Mutter. So that's a big deal amongst the poskim. So Rav Nissim Karelitz wanted to get away from it. I just want to point out a third explanation. We take a look at the Shaar Tzion in Simon Shin Tez Zayin Sif Lamed Beis. There's a fascinating shita of the Rajba. I'm not going to go through it, but take a look at the Shaar Tzion Lamed Beis on the Mishnah Berurah. The shita of the Rajba is such that the Rajba's shita is that when it comes to Seida, that the Isser D'Oraisa of Tzeda is only when you're being Mechavin Lotzud. If you're not being Mechavin Lotzud, so then in such a case, that's not the Isser D'Oraisa of Tzad. That's a Shita of the Rajba. The Rajba develops that Shita very, very clearly, but at the end of the day, and it's not Paskin that way, so it could very well be, as it's Siruf, that we're Mitzarif, the Shita of the Rajba as well. So it's a third possibility of why we're Mekel when he's not Mechavim Lekach on Issur D'Rabbanan. If the Rajba was Mekel on a D'Oraisa, so certainly on D'Rabbanan, maybe Yesha Al-Min Lispo, but that's not the standard Mahalach. Okay, we'll stop here.